Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to the program. We are going to be doing another devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series. And as we hear the word suffer well, we think about these two words, suffering well. So keep that in mind as we read this right now. And it's titled, Lie to Who? And we're going to read it and then we're going to do a little teaching on it. So it says, when I tell you that your unredeemed heart is wicked and deceitful above all things, Jeremiah 17:9, it is because I know your thoughts. I am he who searches the kidneys, which means the emotions, and the hearts, the intellect intentions, Revelations 2:23. Yes, I created your brain and your ability to develop both temporal and spiritual perception. However, its vast capabilities can work against you, as oftentimes you conceive yourself that anything bad, the revelation of wickedness, to your consciousness is about someone else. Wicked and deceitful, it may still refer to you, loved ones. If you do not step into your feelings and on your journey, remain honest about your propensity to live with one foot in the world and one foot in my kingdom. Your brain's ability to perceive my deep things, 1 Corinthians 2 verse 10, is reviled only by its ability to rationalize unrighteousness. Here is a spiritual equation for you to ponder and rationalize. Unrighteousness equals hypocrisy. Your denial of this tendency also pertains to your lack of humility. Yes, I know all things about you. Humble yourselves in my sight, and I will lift you up. James 4, verse 10. Hypocrisy is prevalent because you dream of eternal things and raise hands in worship. Yet, if you are honest with yourself, contemplating eternity with me in the future does not fill your soul today with overflowing joy. It's as if you have given up on the now and placed all of your hope in what one day might be, and then you assure your lack of daily joy with religious services. How is it that I am the mighty one of your eternal life and not the mighty one of your daily life? Have I not spoken to you about the double-mindedness? Subject yourselves to the Almighty. Resist the adversary, and he shall flee from you. Draw near to the Mighty One, and he shall draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, sinners, and cleanse your hearts, you double-minded. James 4, verse 7 and 8. I have called you to live in joy, peace, and righteousness today, not just in eternity. Stop lying to yourself. If you cannot find joy today in faith, how are you certain that it is there for your eternity? Can you quit before the race is over, yet expect the eternal prize? What am I saying to you? First, I will ask you to stop demanding my eternal prize with your daily dridge, anger, and anxiety, fear, bitterness, selfishness, and greed. All of these have part in your daily life, yet you expect and discuss with others the wonders of life to come. Stop, loved one. Stop it or I will do it for you. Yes, I would rather you be honest and confess your lack of faith that I will supply all your daily needs, Philippians 4:19. Do this before you discuss my eternal glory. Honesty demands it. Talk to me. Stop lying to yourself. Face your fears with me. I alone can conquer what hinders you today. All that keeps you from today's hopes and joys. Today is my day. Rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118, 24. This is why I have asked you to number your days. Psalms 90, verse 12. Ask of me, and I shall reveal more of eternal things. But first rejoice while it is called today. Hebrews 3, verses 12 to 15. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great, a wonderful devotional that I'm going to talk about right now, because we really have to be honest, not just with each other, not just with our Creator, but most important, with ourselves. We must be honest with ourselves. So in starting this devotional teaching this morning, I want to look at the idea of evil and evildoers. And there's so much evil that's existing in the world. And we need to ask ourselves, well, why is this evil there? And why does Yahweh allow it? And then we must come to the real truth, or the real question is about our intentions and how much evil is still left in us before we come to Him. So we ask ourselves, why there's even evil in the world, and why does Yahweh allow this? And then we're going to see who the source is of this evil, and we're going to discuss this. But in Genesis 6, verse 5, it says, and Yahweh saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Matthew 15, 19 says, for from the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, lying, and slander. John 3, 19 says, this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and man loved the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. You see, it's not just the evil that exists in the world. We are the holders of that evil. This is why we need to be transformed into a new person. This is why we need to be dead and born again, because we cannot continue to exist with this evil within us and expect to get close to our Creator. Galatians 5, 19, 21 says, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, drunkenness, and it goes on and on and on and on. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. This is scripture. And we can't just listen to some scripture and not all scripture. This is true scripture. And our own heart will dictate our actions, and that's going to show us where our heart really is. And if we're still taking daily practices of these things that are not of Yahweh, we've chosen the side of the enemy, whether we want to admit it or not. Ephesians 2 verse 2 says, you used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander and the powers of the unseen world. He is the spirit at the work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey Yahweh. Those who refuse to obey Yahweh or live according to Yahweh's commandments. And before we start thinking, well, we're not that, we're above that because we're obeying Yahweh and our hearts are right with Yahweh and everything. Remember what it says in Jeremiah 17, 9. It says, the human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is? And this is really important because Yahweh, we discussed previously in another devotional about the justice and the fairness of Yahweh. The justice and the fairness. It all says in scripture that his enemies, he will take vengeance in Psalms 92, 9. Surely your enemies will perish, but also all evildoers will be scattered. And then we got to think about, are we evildoers? Proverbs 17, 15 says he justifies the wicked and condemns the just. Even both are an abomination to him. We discussed that being one of the most important scriptures in all the Bible. Because somebody had to pay for our evil doing. Before we became a new creature in Yeshua, before we were reborn, there was a penalty of death for our wickedness. And somebody had to pay that crime so we had another chance to make it. And that is the beautiful gospel of Yeshua, who is, as his name says, Yahweh's salvation. It's a beautiful thing. Psalms 9 verse 8 says, and he will judge the world with righteousness, and he will execute judgment on a people with equity. And he did in Yeshua. And it talks about the evil that our Creator hates all throughout the scriptures. It says, when justice is done, it is a joy to the righteous, but terror to the evildoers. This should scare us, because until we're redeemed in Yeshua, we are those evildoers. And many of us, even after our confession with our lips, are still those evildoers. You have literally people that are confessing Yeshua but still living in these evil ways. So we must rise above. We must understand everybody has a chance. Even evil people have a chance. But it must start with honesty, because we are those evil people. And it must start with honesty. Yeshua said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father through me. That's the only answer and the only way. And we can't overcome our wickedness and the penalty of that wickedness until we accept and believe that we are responsible and we don't get what we deserve because we are evil in our flesh before Yeshua. Proverbs 8:13 says, the fear of Yahweh is to hate evil. When you accept Yeshua as your Messiah, and not just with your lips, but with your heart, that's what's going to change. Your heart is now going to love what our Creator loves and hate what our Creator hates. And if you hate it enough, you're not going to do those things. But it's not just about being a good person and doing good things according to the morality of this world, which is sinking so fast and so far from the Bible. It's about understanding it's not with you. Without Yeshua, we can't do this. That's what it's believing and understanding. We can't do this by ourselves. It says in Proverbs 3:7, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh and turn away from evil. It says in Ezekiel 36:26, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you and remove from you the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And only that can be done with Yeshua. And remember in Luke 13:27, and he will answer, I tell you, you do not know where you're from. Depart from me, you evil doers. I never knew you. Matthew 7:21-23. I never knew you. Get away from me. We're no longer those evil doers. And we all think, well, we're not evil. We have all these good intentions. And all these good intentions. Well, I will submit to you right now that most of the evil done in this world is done by people with good intentions. The enemy uses these so-called good intentions to deceive people. Good intentions of our wicked heart is going to lead us to bad decisions. You know, so we must understand these things. We might see things as pure, but Yahweh, as we said, knows all our motives, and we got to be honest with him. You know, we might be pure in our own eyes, but Yahweh examines our heart. He knows every thought of us. Every thought of us. And then we ask why he's not answering our prayers. And it says in James 4:3, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. We need to understand good intentions leads to sin and disobeying Yahweh's guidelines and instructions. Proverbs 6:30 says, excuses might be found in a thief who steals because he is starving. James 4:17 says, to know good and not do it to him, it is sin. There are so many people filling the churches. They call themselves Christians and believers with good intentions. Desires, good and desires. But the reality is, those good intentions have not led them to Yahweh's commandments. It's led them away from it because of the deception of seeking things on their own way and not following Yeshua, who says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. The Bible says in Proverbs 14:20, there is a path before each person that seems right but ends in death. This is the path of good intentions. Good intentions. Corinthians 5:10 says, for we must all stand before Yeshua to be judged. We will each receive whatever we deserve for the good or evil we have done in this earthly body. Do not be deceived, as it says in Galatians. A man reaps what he sows. Hebrews 10:26-27 says, if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins. This is important. This is truly important. Because we have to understand the big picture of everything. We have to get away from the evil that exists in this world. John 3:18 says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Indeed and to truth. Our good intentions try to justify sin. Nothing will justify sin We have to understand we need to purify our hearts. James 4:8 says, draw near to Yahweh and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. We need to stop lying to ourselves, and we need to admit it, that without Yeshua, we're nothing, nothing. And with him, if we truly have him in the set-apart spirit, we're going to desire to do the things that he calls us to do. It says in Isaiah 1:16, wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight and stop doing wrong. Psalms 34:14 says, turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. There are many people today that are fake Christians out there. And, you know, was there a difference between a fake Christian and a lukewarm Christian? Or a fake believer and a lukewarm believer? Well, most people today, it says in Matthew 15:8, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And what dictates that? It says in the scriptures, as a face reflects in water, the actions reflect the heart. Isaiah 29:13 says, these people say they are mine, and they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And their worship of me is nothing but man-made rules and learned by rot. James 1:26 says, if a person thinks he is religious but can't control his tongue, he is foolish. John 2:9 says, those who say they are in the light but hate other believers are still in the dark. And Titus 1:16 says, they claim to know Yahweh but deny him by what they do. They are detestable, disobedient, and unfit to do anything good. Or shall I inject and say anything according to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator? I'm not going to say all, but I'm going to say most people out there today that say they believe in our Creator are not showing it in the way they live their lives. They're evil. Has become more stronger than their desire for Yeshua. They have not let Yeshua take over their life. Their ego and their selfishness have kept them living a life of sin, and they are those very evil doers that they think they're not. 1 John 3:6 says, those who live in Yeshua don't go on sinning. Those who go on sinning haven't seen or know Yeshua. Yeshua says he's come to set us free. Sin is transgression of the guidelines and instructions, whether it's through deception or whether it's through just your selfish ego. If you're living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator and trying to make excuses for it, that's not going to do it. That's not going to do it. It says in 3 John 1 verse 11, dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from Yahweh, and anyone who does what is evil has not seen Yahweh. We need to make sure we're living according to the guidelines and instructions of our wonderful Creator. 1 John 2:3, we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. We're not looking at the book of hypocrites. You know, we're looking at the reality of what the scriptures say and the truth of what the scriptures say. 1 Timothy 4, verses 3 and 4 says, for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but have itchy ears. They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into many myths. And the scripture says that no neutrality with our Creator. There is no neutrality with him. You're either for him or against him. The lukewarm isn't going to do it. It's time we understood the truth and let that truth truly set us free. The Bible says, because you are lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth in Revelation 3:16. Matthew 7, it says in verse 16 to 7, you can detect them by the way they act, just as you can identify a tree by its fruit. You need to never confuse grape vines with bushes or figs with thistles. Different kinds of fruit trees can quickly be identified by examining their fruit. And the way most so-called people that confess Yeshua are acting does not reveal the Ruach Kodesh, the Holy Spirit in them. Because the Holy Spirit will never make us feel good about living in sin. Sin is transgression of the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And the conviction comes if we truly have that Holy Spirit is when we're doing something against his words, that we're going to feel a deep punch in our stomach or a drop in our heart that this isn't the right way. I shouldn't be doing this. Something is wrong here. It should never feel as make good and justify it. Understand Yeshua's death was not for us to have an excuse to live in sin. It was us to understand what sin is and use that Holy Spirit to understand that we can no longer live like that. We must be born again in Him so we can be released from that wonderful thing He's done for us and releasing us from the death penalty, the consequences that we all deserve for our sin. Isaiah 29:13 says, "These people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." I ask you, Tate, to think about that. Are your hearts close to Yahweh? Do you desire what He desires? I hope so, because it says in the scriptures, every lukewarm will be cast into hell. They refuse to listen to Yahweh's word. Is that how that's the measure of everything. It doesn't matter what we're doing. It matters what it doesn't matter what we're thinking or what our perception is. It matters what we're doing. It matters what we're showing. It matters what our actions are. Are you loving the world's ways more than you're loving our Creator? Are you trusting the world more than you're trusting our Creator? So we must have that and understand that and not separate ourselves. It's time we're no longer lukewarm, going back and forth. We need to repent for our daily evil that we do and start getting right with our Creator and right with His Word. Mark 1:15 says, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." So everyone would acknowledge Him. "Also acknowledge me before my Father who's in heaven, but whoever denies me before man, I also deny them before the Father." Matthew 10:32-33. And I tell you, most people in their actions are denying our Creator. They're denying our Creator. Acts 26:18 says, "To open their eyes, they must turn from darkness to light, and the power of Satan to Yahweh. Then they will receive forgiveness for their sins and be given a place among Yahweh's people who are set apart by the faith in me." If you desire to continue to do these things of evil and the evil acts, you're not going to get those prayers answered. You're not going to get that comfort of that Spirit that He'll put in you. Anxiety, fear of man, and all these things are just signs that you're not there yet. People always ask, "Oh, how come I'm not getting my prayers answered? How come I'm not getting my prayers answered?" John 5:14-15 says, "This is the confidence we have in approaching Yahweh, that if we ask anything according to His will and He hears us, and if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of Him. But seek first the kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you." But if we have the wrong motives, if we ask with the wrong motives, it says we will not get what He wants for us. He wants for us a future and a hope. It says, "I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their ways so they can live." But the scriptures also tell us that our ways seem right in our own eyes. But we must be honest with ourselves. It's because of our unconfessed sin and our unhumbleness and our pride that we're not getting our prayers answered. Psalm 66:18 says, If I had treasured sin in my heart, Yahweh would not have listened. Isaiah 59:2 says, "But your iniquities have made your separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you so that He does not hear." Rebellion, living a continuous life of sin against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. That's why it says in 15:9 of Proverbs, or Proverbs 15:29, "Yahweh is far from the wicked, but He hears the prayers of the righteous." 1 Peter 3:12 says, "The eyes of the Lord watch over all those who do right, and His ears are opened to their prayers, but He turns His face against those who do evil." You might not think evil is what you're doing, but when you're living against the guidelines and instructions against our Creator, that is evil. That is evil. He's given us commandments to live by, and when you live against them, that is evil, that is sin, and that's what He wants us to stop doing. When we truly come to know Yeshua, we do the things our Creator wants us to do. We don't stop partaking in pagan feasts and pagan holidays and mixing and blending with the world and mingling the seed with the world. We don't start changing around our Creator's calendar. We don't start looking different ways and acting different ways that our Creator calls us to act. We want to have ears to hear and eyes to see. We want to understand that we can't have one foot in this world and one foot out of this world. We need to humble ourselves and realize that before Yeshua, Before Yeshua, we deserved death, but Yeshua came and took that death for us. And we must be faithful. We must be faithful that everything in his word is true. And then we must ask him in our repentance to just bless us with that gift, that wonderful Holy Spirit, that set apart spirit that's going to comfort us and guide us and lead us. And Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. And that's the verse you need to focus on. Trusting in him with all your heart, not just some of your heart. Leaning not on your own understanding and your own wisdom. In all your ways, not some of your ways, in all your ways, submit to him. That means keep the commandments. And he will make your path straight. Things have to happen before he makes your path straight. You need to trust in him, fully trust in him, completely. And we must not think about things in our own minds. We must think about his ways, not our ways. And we must submit to his ways, do those commandments, those guidelines and instructions. That's what he calls us to do in scripture. You read these verses, but you don't do it. And then you wonder if you're an evildoer or not. The Bible says, trust in him and submit to him. And you say, I don't need to do this and I don't have to do that. You say, this was nailed to the cross and I don't need to do that. And my pastor said, I'm free from that. When the scriptures tell us to trust in him and submit to his ways. It's an action word. Don't add or take away, but keep my commandments as his words say. We must be righteous. We must understand what set apart and holy means. And that means set apart and holy. Our ways have to become his ways. That's the key. That's what we need to desire. That's what we need to do. When we do that and start getting right with him, we could experience joy. And we could say truly and honestly, this is the day Yahweh has made. We should be rejoiceful and glad in it. So that is our devotional for today. May we praise him with all great fullness and completeness with our full heart. And I pray any of you that are going through some tough struggles that you come to realize that our Creator knows exactly what's going on in our lives and he wants the best for us. So don't despair and just keep your head up. All right. You can see more videos on my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org. We're also, if you want to support us through the website, Torah Life Ministries, that's wonderful. But we could also, we're on Patreon at Torah Life Ministries or patreon.com/Torah Life Ministries. I thank you all for your prayers and your support. And I just pray that these devotionals are really, truly blessing you as much as they're blessing me and so many others. And keep your head up and may Yahweh be with you today and always. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. Hi, I'm Lorna Moody, a licensed realtor with RE/MAX of Stewart. I have a passion for helping people, and I'm determined to help all my clients in all aspects of their transactions. I specialize in first-time buyers, and I'm a certified military relocation professional. If you're in the market to purchase vacant land for investment or future development, I would love to be your realtor of choice. So, for all your real estate needs within the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast, I can be reached at 772-872-2102.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.
I'm Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. Our current sermon series is entitled Balance. If you feel like your life is out of balance, you need to find the right life balance. Join us for worship Saturday 6 p.m., Sunday 9 or 11 a.m. or online at thegraceplace.com/watch. We're located at 1550 Salerno Road, Stewart, Florida. You can call us at 772-287-6388. At The Grace Place,